Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Samach Aleph, and we are in Yerushalmi, the sixth perek, and today's shiur is sponsored again, like all the Masechta shiurim, are sponsored by the Elman family, Lulinish Bas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa Barley Bas Riel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Binyamin Rubin Aleihem Hashalom. So we started the sixth perek, Baruch Hashem, all about Birchas Hanehenin and the appropriate brachas for foods and drinks. We spoke a little bit yesterday about the nature and the essence of these types of brachas. Matir, the Gemara spoke about Birchas HaMitzvah, some crucial lines on yesterday's daf. The Hekish of comparing Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaMitzvah, just like this is Daraisa. That is Daraisa. And we got into a little bit also the concept of Birya. And the Rishalmi Beferish has Birya relating to Hilchas Brachos, which the Bavli only has explicitly by Isurim. And we have the Machlokas Rishonim, the Rush and the Rashba, whether there's a Machlokas between the Bavli and the Rishalmi. Right, whether it was, and the Shulchan Aruch recommends, therefore, you know, how many times does the Shulchan Aruch recommend us not to do something, or to do something? The Shulchan Aruch generally tells us what's mutter and what's aser, and what we have to do and what we're not allowed to do. I don't know how many times the Shulchan Aruch says, not a good idea. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. Don't eat a grape. Don't eat one grape, don't eat one olive, because you never know. You don't know exactly what the halach is. Okay, so now let's continue where we are up to. By Rabbi Abba, about six lines up from the bottom, I'm Samach on a base. Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Vishmuel Traveyon Amrin. Rabbi Abba said that Rav and Shmuel both said, Yarak Shalak Omer Alav Shakon Liyebid Varo. Once a vegetable is cooked, a vegetable obviously is Bori Pri Hadama, but as the Mishnah said, but once a vegetable is cooked, this Shita, Rav and Shmuel say, it loses its status of a vegetable, and therefore one says shahako, which is the catch-all bracha. We'll have to talk about, Be'ez Hashem, sometime in this perek, the nature of the bracha of shahako, which seems to be a different type of bracha. Many rayas to this. A different type of bracha than all the other brachos are concerned, not relating so much to the food, but relating to the person. Shahako, is that, you're not delineating and specifying. Just shahako. Okay, so we'll have to get back to that. But here, the vegetable loses its status when it is cooked. The Charedim mentions the Gemara that we're going to have, B'ez Hashem, a little bit later on in the daf, that maybe this applies only to vegetables, and there's a machlokas about the Girsa, but he quotes our Girsa. Maybe it, or he quotes one of the Girsos, maybe this only applies by a vegetable that's normally eaten raw. So if you normally eat in raw, you make a Bari Pri Adama on it raw, and now that you cooked it, it's changed ligri usa, becomes worse, and therefore one would make a shahakal. I think that's not the gersa that we have, as we'll see later. But either way, that's the shita of Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shem Shmuel, and Rabbi Zeira says, in the name of Shmuel, Rashe lafasos shashalkan, the tips of turnips that are cooked, the vegetables that are cooked, im ba'ainan hain, if they're still ba'en, omer alehen, bori pri adama, meaning this version of Shmuel argues. Rabbi Abba, the name of Shmuel, says if it's cooked, it loses its status of a vegetable, and it's only shahakol. And Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Shmuel, says no. As long as it's still ba'en, as long as it still looks like a vegetable, even if it's cooked and the taste is affected, still, you still say bori pri adama. Shachakan, but only if they're crushed up. Shachakon, ground up, omer alein, shachakon yibivaro. Then you would say a shahako. And that's what we hold. We hold, let's say, if yet one has a, you know, vegetables from in the soup, in the chicken soup. Let's say you would have chicken soup in the middle of the week, not during the meal. So if there's a big carrot in the chicken soup, even though it's cooked, you know, or a piece of zucchini, you'd make it bari pri adama. That doesn't get a shahako. Are we passing like the second version of Shmuel here? Rabbi Yossi says, umasnisa amrakein. Right, isn't our Mishnah Mashma, right, one of the shitas, and against the other one, right? The Pnei Moshe says Bitmiya. Don't we know from the Mishnah Araya Chutz Menapas? What did the Mishnah say that on all gross of the ground you say Ber Pri Adama except for bread? Shalapasu Omer Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, because on bread you say Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Upas Lav Shechuka. He isn't bread ground up into flour. You take the grain and you grind it up into flour. It's totally changed. And the Mishnah says, and this is the only exception to the rule, Lomar Elochus Menapas. And the only one that's unusual, and the exception is bread. Ha kol shar kol advarim, it must be only bread gets a change in the bracha. Ha shar kol advarim, but all other things, afa bisha shchukin, even though they are crushed up, be'inonheim, they are still ba'en. Again, what does this mean? Crushed up, cut up, you know, how far does one go? The Shulchan Aruch says, if something is ground into tiny little pieces, what if somebody has a piece of celery that they're going to cut up into tiny little pieces because they're going to put it into tuna or something, and then you take some of those pieces of celery, the Shulchan Aruch says, Bari Pri Adama, Bari Pri Adama. What happens if it's, let's just read that Shulchan Aruch, Reish Hei, the end of Siman Reish Hei. Chatachan lachatichos ktanos, lo nishtanis berchasan mipnei kach. Tiny little pieces, the bracha is not changed. If they are crushed up into a flour, into something that's like totally, let's say it's a liquid, right? Applesauce, big topic. Hopefully we'll get to this in the future also. But applesauce, so is it bumpy applesauce, clumpy applesauce with pieces of apple in it? Or, and that's Bari Priya 8, according to most, because as long as it retains something. Or is it very processed apple, which is very smooth. So then already it's a shayla. Most poskim hold that one would make a shahakol on that if it's totally not bumpy at all and very smooth. The sheet of the Rambam sounds like, the Rambam seems to say you make a bari praise even on that. Even on that. Right? He said, could he use the lashon? If even it's kesoles, that's the Rambam's lashon. I think that's the lashon. Okay, either way, this is the, a little discussion of ground up. Okay, what about other changes to food, to fruits and vegetables? Reb Chiya Barva b'shem Reb Yochanan. Zayis kavush. What if one has a pickled olive? Kavush, soaked in pickling brine. So we know in Halacha, in Yaredeya, kavush kimevushal. Right? Not only does heat transfer taste, but kavush, if something is soaked in what? Rashi Shita only in vinegar, but the Rosh, or the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh, that any liquid, if something is soaked in a liquid, or if liquid is soaked in a container, right? We're machmer for that Shita. What if one has chicken soup that's in a container, if it's there for 24 hours, even if it's cold, so that's called kavish kimavushal, there's taste transfer, and that container now becomes fleshik. If there is chicken soup in there for 24 hours straight, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch in Yaredeya, in Simin Kuf Hei. Us Isur, Shenishra im Heter, Me'es La'es, Bitsoni. Well, the Shulchan Aruch talks about Isur, right? There's a machlokas achronim whether the concept applies even by Hetera Bala. Meaning, if an Isur is absorbed in a container, then we paskin, yes. Kavish kimavushal. But what if it's just milchik or fleshik? That's a machlokas achronim. We generally try to assume that it does work. But the Shulchan Aruch's case is Isur Shenishra im Heter, Me'es La'es. What if you have meat that's soaking in milk. Bitzone. Right? I was got a shayla a couple of months ago. Right? Somebody said that fish, that the a certain type of fish, you soak it in milk for more than 24 hours. And then it makes it taste not fishy. And then after that, you rinse it off very well. Are you allowed to have that? Is that milchik? If you rinse it off very well, and does that make it milchik? Right? So like 24 hours, that's kavish kimavusho. Get all the milk. Okay, so she's like, okay, I'll do it for 20 hours. Okay, 20 hours is less than that kavish kimavushal. It's still a little tricky. I always comment in the past, it's fish is the only food that it tastes good when it doesn't taste like itself. Right? The more fishy it is, right, then it's not good fish. Fish is good when it doesn't taste like fish. That's pretty unusual. Okay. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ishra shenishrim heter meis leis betzonein mikri kavush vahariyu kimavushal v'nesar kulo. Vanessa Arkulo, the Shulchan, the Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, it has to be 24 hours straight. Right? If you take it out in the middle, you change the water, right? You take it out of the container, then it's not, that halacha. So kavush we see from Yaredeya, acts like bishul somewhat. It doesn't mean that you're gonna be chayv on Shabbos mishum bishul. The Chachma Sadam writes in, Klal Nunches, if I soak something on Shabbos, you know, even if for Yaredeya purposes, it's a mevushal, for Hilcha Shabbos purposes, you need a source of heat for Bishul B'Shabbos. But here, what about for Hilchas Brachos purposes? Hilchas Brachos purposes. So if something is soaked in pickling brine, so that the whole taste is changed. So does that change the bracha? As we will see throughout this perek, and in Hilchas Brachos, sometimes taste affects the bracha, sometimes tsura, what it looks like affects the bracha. Sometimes how I eat it affects the bracha. Ikar v'tafel. Right, Hilchas Brachas is every case is different. And it could change based on each person. If we're eating the same salad, but one thing is ikar for me and one thing is ikar for you, it could be a different bracha on the salad. So it depends on the kavan of the person. It depends on how it's eaten. It depends on how it looks. It depends on how it's prepared. Right, all of these go into Hilchas Brachas. So here, again, Rabbi Chiya bar Vav b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Zayis Kavush, Omer Allah Bori Priya Eitz, a pickled olive, one still says Bori Priya Eitz on it, that does not change. Even though Kavush Kimavushal, and you might say cooking changes something, no. Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, so Machlok is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes quotes Rabbi Yochanan, Yerek Shaluk, Omer Lav Shakoni Yeb Varo. Right, a cooked vegetable does get a shahakol. Right, and we think that this is, and the Havamina, the Charedim points out here, that the Havamina is that it doesn't matter whether this is something that is normally in raw, something that's not normally in raw, and therefore we think there's a machlokas here between Rabbi Chiya Barva and Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes about what Rabbi Yochanan said. Does cooking slash pickling, which has the status of cooking, does that change the bracha? Amar of Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Masnisa Mesailer Ben Ben Yefes. There's a Beferish Mishnah. The Fair's Mishnah supports Rabbi Yamin bar Yefes, right? That's the second opinion, that the bracha is changed. The bracha is changed. Well, what Mishnah? The Mishnah in Psachim. Mishnah in Psachim talks about maror, right? All the five different types of vegetables, roots that are considered maror. But the Mishnah says, avalo kvushin. But you can't use pickled maror. Velo shlukin. Velo mevushalin. You can't cook it. Shaluk is another type of cooking. One second. But says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, by Inanheim, but if you're going to tell me that cooking or pickling does not change the status of the vegetable, then Adon Yossi Yibahin Yochavaz Pesach. You should be able to use it on Pesach. So isn't that Mishnah a raya to Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, that if you cook it, it changes the bracha, and that's why you can't use it for the mitzvah of Achilas Maror. So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Zira says, wait a minute. 2 points. Man yada mishma min Reb Yochanan yaz. Who was the greatest student of Reb Yochanan? Who was the one that you could trust? Right? Who took the best notes in Shir? Who are you going to trust? Reb Chiya Barva. It's known. He's the one. You say the Mishnah supports Reb Yamin Bar Yefes? Reb Chiya Barva took the best notes in the Shir. Or Reb Yamin Bar Yefes. Reb Chiya Barva or Reb Yamin Bar Yefes. La Reb Chiya Barva. Nothing against Reb Yamin Bar Yefes. But Reb Chiya Barva, he was the one that has the most true Mesora. So therefore, you can't say that he's wrong in the transmission of Reb Yochanan's opinion. Va'od min hadah. And also, from the following story, you know that Reb Chiya Barva is right. Remember, what was Reb Chiya Barva? Even if it's cooked, it retains its bracha. He said about the pickling, but we assume it's the same thing for now. Kavush and Mevushal, it does not change the bracha. That's how Rav Chiya Barva reported Rabbi Yochanan. So you see, number one, he took the best notes. Number two, from the following story, min hada, min mada, anan chamin, rabbanan, rav ravaya, we saw those great rabbis. Alun, la avrayasa, go into the avrayasa. What does that sound like? Havra'a. The Sudas Havra, they went to the first meal that Avelim have in the home, v'nasvin, termasin, and they took some termasin type of lentil or bean. Right, there's a... Right, the beans, the Gemara talks about certain, and Chazal talk about certain types of foods that are associated with avelus. One of them is lentils, adashim, because it doesn't have a mouth, just like an oval doesn't have a mouth. Eggs is another one, right? Eggs also symbolize the cycle of life. People are born, people die, right? That's the circular foods. The food that's eaten by chickpeas. Chickpeas by the avelus of the Torah that the child lost. That's why about a shalom zachar. But all these types of foods. So here, one of the foods they were eating at this Sudas Havra was termasin. Umevar, and what is termasin? They're cooked. Umevar chanalem, bari pri adama. And they still made a bari pri adama. If a termasin lav shlukin hein, aren't they cooked? And therefore, you see, Maisarav, you see from the story that these rabbis took cooked vegetables, they still made a bari pri adama. So that proves like Reb Chiya Barva. That opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, one second, we're still left with a question. In Tamar, what are you going to say? You've got to add in a few words here. What are you going to say about that Mishnah in Psachim? Right, the Mishnah in Psachim was a raya the other way to Rabbi Yochanan Yafes. Because what did the Mishnah in Psachim say? Cooked vegetables, you can't use for Mar. Doesn't that show that the bracha would be different too? Answers the Gemara, no. There's a big difference between Hilchas Achilas Marar and Hilchas Brachas. Don't compare me. Shani, that case is different. Sha'amra ha-Torah merurin. The Torah says, marar, right? Matzos merum yachluhu. Termesin, these termesin, kivin sheshonkan, bala marasan. Right, the termesin, you would make a bright priyadama on them for hilchas brachos, but in terms of the taste, marar is about the taste. Right, and since marar is about the taste, that's why cooked is a problem. That's why the Gemara says, bala matzah yatza, bala marar lo yatza. If somebody swallows their matzah without tasting it, then they're yotze. Somebody swallows their marar without tasting it, they're not yotze. Because marar, the tam, plays an integral part. As even some of the achronim suggest, maybe that's the pshat of the havamina of the rush. What rush? There is a rush in Psachim that many talk about, in Arvei Psachim, where the rush says, you need to have a kezayis of marar. Because. So why would I have said because? I would have said because the Torah says, al matzos marorim yochluhu, lashon of achila, and that lashon of achila is going on the matzah, and going on the marar, and going on the korban pesach. Achila means kezayis. The Rosh says, you need a kezayis of marar, because in the bracha, you say, al achilas marar, and ein achila pachos mi kezayis. That's the Rosh. You need a kezayis of marar, because the language of achila is used in the bracha. So all the achronim say, what is he talking about? The nusach of the bracha is a derabanan. Chazal made it, the nusach of birchas ha-mitzvah. So what does that mean? But you need a kezayis because the rabbis used that lashon? No. The rabbi used that lashon because you need a kezayis because the Torah says. So why, what's that? So you could reread the rush and understand it differently. Doesn't really mean it. It means the bracha as a reflection of what the Torah wants. Okay, could be. But some suggest that, no, maybe the point is that maror is a different type of achila than other mitzvahs achila. Truma and chala and kachim, you have kezayis. But maror, it's about the tam. It's about the tachlis ha-mitzvah of feeling the marirus. So maybe that's why, maybe on a daraisa level, I might have thought that any amount would be okay. There's even a discussion, oh, we mentioned this yesterday, 2 days ago, I don't remember, the Chumash Hadeshin. What about birya for maror? What if it's smaller than a kezayis, but it's a birya? So does that work? Does that not work? So again, maror might have different rules, because it's about the tam, as the Gemara says here. Okay. The Gemara does end off by saying, Amar Biosi Barbun, maybe this whole Amud that had a machlokes between what Rabbi Yochanan said, between Rabbi Chiya Barva and Rabbi Yom Bar Yafes, maybe it's no machlokes. Maybe it's no machlokes between them, whether a cooked vegetable gets a change of bracha or not. Maybe they're just talking about two different types of vegetables. Ar girsa, velo pligin, zayis al yedeshe darko lecholcha, or fruit. Right, zayis al yedeshe darko lecholchai, olives, which are normally eaten raw, afal pisha kavush be'enohu. Even though, because you could eat it raw, so cooking it doesn't really affect it so much. It was edible beforehand, it was edible afterwards, so it doesn't change. And therefore, that's what the second version is talking about, that it keeps its bracha. I'm sorry, the first one. Bar priya eats an olive, it's edible beforehand, it's edible afterwards, and therefore, its bracha doesn't change. Yerek, but if you have a type of vegetable that cannot be eaten raw, kivan sheshalko nishtane, and because it cannot be eaten raw, now you really changed it, and because you changed it, that's why it gets a new bracha of shahako. That's the girsa that we have. If you look in the Rashba in brachas, and you look in the Mefarshim here, some quote the opposite girsa. I just explained it according to our girsa. It could be the opposite girsa. Buy something that could be eaten raw, and then by cooking it, right, you change it, but it can be eaten raw. That's nice and fresh. And now you're going to cook it, and it can still be eaten raw, but now you worsened it. And that's why you're going to make a shahako in that case. But if it's not able to be eaten raw, and now you cook it and make it able to be eaten raw, but this is the goal of the food. So now you're going to make a pari priyadama. So that's a machlokas, different girsaos, machlokas in the girsaos that we have here. another important discussion that comes out of the Amud Aleph, again, we have a parallel Gemara, whether cooking something changes it. There is a Gemara that talks about you're not allowed to cook your matzah. Not allowed to cook your matzah. If I take matzah, if I soak the matzah and it doesn't fall apart and I take it out, so that's okay. Right? Sometimes if somebody has a difficulty chewing, sometimes an elderly person, they can't chew, so we'll make the matzah very soft, we'll soak it, and then they'll be able to eat it, then it'll be very easy. That's okay. But you can't boil matzah and be yotzei the mitzvah. Get boil matzah. So based on that Gemara, there's a major machlokes Rishonim. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Machlokes, the Rav Elazar ben Metz, the Sefer Yireyim, and the Rav Yah. We're all familiar with this discussion. Bishol achar bishol. Or bishol achar afia. Right, that's the discussion on Shabbos. Right, is there bishol achar bishol? So, certain Sephardic sects, Teimanim, ain bishol achar bishol afilu balach, the Rambam Shita. You could take out soup from the fridge and put it on a hot plate on Shabbos morning. On a Daraisa level. You gotta work out the Hachazara issues. But what about Ashkenazim say yesh bishol achar bishol balach if it cooled off. But what about if you change the process? If you have afia achar bishol or bishol achar afia. You change the process. Bishol means in liquid. Afia means dry. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yud Ches Hei. Yesh Bisha Omer. The Dover, why is it Yesh Bisha Omer? Because the Machlokas. This is the Yireyim. There wasn't me Metz. Yesh Bisha Omer. The Dover Shenefe Onitzle. Something that is baked. Bread. Somebody has bread. Challah. Right? What happened? Am I allowed to put pieces of matzah or challah in my boiling hot soup? So the soup is probably a klish shlishi, it's not be okay. What if I'm machmer for klish shlishi and it's still yasso lettuce, but when I get it into my bowl, Syria shiloh. Right? What if I have bread croutons, right, putting into the soup? So it's yesh bisha omer. The davar shenefo nitzle, im bishlo achar kach bemashke, yesh bo mishum bishol, va'aser litein pas beklisheni shayatso lettuce bo. That's the first day of the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh bishol achar afia. Where does that come from? It comes from cooking matzah after you bake the matzah. You're not yotze matzah. Therefore, that you see the second process is significant. And therefore, yesh bishol achar afia. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'yesh matirin. That's the Rav Yah. Some say it's not an issue. Why? Maybe matzah is different. Matzah is different. Matzah, you need, you need the tzura matzah. You need the tam matzah. Not just the tam maror. You need the tam matzah. Maybe not as much as maror. But tam matzah also plays a role, right? We know you have to have the tam matzah b'fiv. You can't eat anything after the afikomen, besides the dalat kosos. Anyway, but that's a lebed ksugya, rayas lakan lakan from the different gemaras, but it relates to what we were just talking about. Okay, let's continue. Says the gemara chutz min apas v'chulu. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Omar is palgan Reb Nechemia v'Rabbanan. Reb Machlokas between Reb Nechemia and the Rabbanan. Some have the girsa of Reb Nachman because that's the one that we have in the Bavli. But either way, Reb Nechemia Omar, what's the girsa? Hamotzi lechem in haaretz. Rabbanan Amri, motzi lechem in haaretz. What's the difference? Chazal assume that hamotzi means future. Hamotzi Hashem, who will bring bread from the ground, and we'll see in a minute that that's referring to B'yimos HaMashiach, bread's going to grow from the ground. Bread, not grain. Bread's going to come out of the ground. And the Rabbanan say motzi, which is past, Avar, motzi lechem haaretz, that means it did before Adam sinned. So what are we praising Hashem for when we eat our bread today? Are we praising Hashem about Yemos HaMashiach? Are we praising Hashem about the past? I saw one of the Achronim in the back mentions, we have various machlokos in Shas about, do you focus on the future, do you focus on the past? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Yamim HaNechnasim and Yamim HaYotzim. Right? Do you focus on what's going to be in the future or what's been in the past? We had a shiur a couple of years ago about Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel particularly, that Beis Shammai always focuses on potential and Beis Hillel focuses on actuality. Potential days versus days that 10 different machlokos in Shas that are related. The Tu B'Shvat machlokas and others. But either way, here's we have machlokas past or future. Asya ilain pal gavasa, ki'inin pal gavasa. Right, this machlokas, Rebbe Chemir Rabbanan, is related to the following machlokas. About the word lefes. Lefes means a turnip. But Chazal focus on the word lefes to teach us something. Rebbe Chinina bar Yitzchak, Rebbe Shmuel bar Imi. Chad Amar, lefes, lo pas hoisa. Wasn't bread like this, like lefes, lo pas, right? Isn't it, right? Isn't this turnip the size of the bread that grew, b'yimei Adam HaRishon, lo pas haisa, right? That's the Rashi Sirlio says that. Kodem shechata Adam HaRishon, right? So focus on the past. V'charana Amar, the other one says lefes, lo pas hi asida lihios, right? Is it like bread that's going to be in the future? Right? When Mashiach comes, and where do you see that? Even in a reference in the Pasuk in Tehillim. He pisas bar ba'aretz, barosh harim. There'll be bar, there'll be bread in the aretz, coming out of the aretz, barosh harim, on the tops of mountains. Right? This is related to the Gemara in Ksubis. The Rasilio quotes this and the others as well. The Gemara in Ksubis, the Rasilio quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. Asida Eretz Yisrael Shatotzi Gluskaos. Right, Eretz Yisrael is going to bring out Gluskaos bread. So, but I think the Charedim quotes the Gemara in Ksubis. Right, Kufyat Aleph from a base. Asida Eretz Yisrael Shatotzi Gluskaos. Dechsevi he pas bar. Valefes Hagadol Rachav Suras pas Gadola Agula. Vedoma Shem Lefes, right, Lepas, right, Lefes is like Pas, and that's what's related to that word. Period. Good. If you look on the Hafla on that Gemara in Ksubis, right, the Hafla is the Rabbi Shaya Ish Pinchas Alevi Horovitz, right? Hafla. Pinchas Levi Ish Horovitz. That's Hafla. That's the abbreviation of Rashi Davis. He wrote the Makna on Kiddushin. He wrote the Afla on Ksubis, and he wrote the Panim Yafis on Chumash. Right, one of the Rebbeim of the Chasam Sofer. There's a Shaila about whether he became Chasidish at the end of his life. There's a whole controversy. Okay, either way. So at the end, on Ksubis, he says, what does it mean that Eretz Yisrael is going to have breads, gluskos, yesh lafarish? He says, you know why? Because when Adam Arishon sinned and he got punished, the ground was punished because of him. So part of the Misa that was niknas on Adam Arishon was that the ground was cursed, right? Arur Adama Baburecha, some pasuk like that, right? The ground is cursed because of you. And there's Misa in the world, but in the future, when there's no more Misa, and therefore Adam's not going to be cursed, the ground's not going to be cursed either. So we're going to go back to what was. So the Avar and the Asid are connected, says the Hafla. Ula asit she yisukan chayt Adam Arishon ubala bila mavis lanetzach memelot tispata klalahi v'totzi kluskos. And then the lamb will bring the gluskos again. I mean, this all relates to the Ramban. The Ramban has a comment that when Mashiach comes, we're going to go back to what it was before, like Adam Arishon before the Chait, where there was no Bechir Chavshus. Got to work that out. What do you mean there was no Bechir Chavshus? How did he sin? Right, so maybe it doesn't mean he didn't have Bechir. It means it was very clear, so it was very hard to choose wrong. But this relates to that, talking about the far past and the far future. Let's continue. Rabbi Yirmiyah Baruch, whom Reb Zeira, Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Reb Zeira, and he made the bracha, Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. He made the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, Hamotzi, which is about the future. The Kalsay. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said that in front of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira, praised him. He said, wow, great bracha. So says the Gemara, Ma? Kereb Nechemiah? He praised him? He was following. Reb Nechemiah argued with the Rabbanan. Shouldn't we go like the Rabbanan? He went like Reb Nechemiah, Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. And Reb Zeira was happy about that? I don't understand. We should go like the Rabbanan. He just say motzi lechem in the aretz. So the Gemara answers, no. They had a different understanding of that machlokas. We explain that machlokas as past versus future. What do you focus on? No. Reb Zeira understood the machlokas as a tiny little detail. Should you add in the hay? Because if you don't have the hay, then you're going to have the two letters touching each other. Like in Shema, we're careful, b'chol levavchem, and the al levavecha. So here too, right? Baruch Hashem okay, mecholam moti lechem in arts. So two mems if you don't have that hay. Two mems in a row. So you don't want to have two mems in a row. So Reb Nechemiah is choshesh that you might swallow the two letters together. That's why he says better to put a hay in. Well, the Rabbanan are not worried about that. But Meikir Adin, they don't argue, and Reb Zeira was saying, you know what? You know, Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Zeira held, you know, better to do this, right? Lohotzi nafshi miplugte. So you don't have any machlokas, and, you know, you acted in a way that everybody would agree to. The Rabbanan wouldn't argue that you could have a hay. They just say, you don't have to be worried, you don't have to have the hay. So that's how they understood that machlokas. The Gemara says, though, what about earlier? Me'ata, why didn't the Gemara earlier think that was the pshat of the machlokas? Hamin ha'aretz, shlola arev rashi osios. What does that mean? Keep going in the bracha. Hamotzi lechem. Okay, so you save that one. Bracha d'Hashem okay mechalam. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So you got another two mems. What? So you got to change that too? Hamotzi lechem hamin haaretz? Right? That doesn't even make sense. So the Gemara earlier thought, if you can't solve the problem later in the bracha, don't worry about it in the beginning of the bracha either. And therefore, there must be a different shot of the machlokas. Lamaisa, what did Reb Zeira and Reb Yirmiyah think? Whatever you could do, you could do. if you could fix two of the men's, one of them, the first spot, so put in the hay. The other one doesn't make sense. Okay, so then you can't. But at least try to do what you can do. You can't be perfect. But try to do what you can do. And that's what we paskin, obviously, Hamosi Lechem min haaretz. The Charedim also says, and Chazal didn't want to switch the end of the bracha either. Right? The Gemara could, the bracha could have been, where's the Lashon that we could have, he could have said, here it is, V'yamrina and Ki'amar Hamosi Afek Nashmi Plukte. Me'ata, Klomar, Hadula Persha, Me'ikar, Gribir, Reb Zera, Bracha, and he quotes, you know, Hamosi min haaretz Lechem. Why don't we say that? That would have solved the problem. Hamotzi min haaretz lechem. He says, but you never have that in any of the brachas. You never have the chefsa shel bracha all the way at the end. Right? That's not the nusach that Chazal say. And because Chazal don't say that nusach, therefore they didn't want to change it. Here it is. Four lines to the bottom. Ubalechem min haaretz. I feel lishna tekra v'chulu. I'm sorry. I can't find it right now. But he says it here. He says it here in the piece. Okay. Weiter. Going back for a moment, and then we'll finish for the day. We're back for a moment to the Havamina. Back to the Havamina that the Machlokas earlier is not about just not being Mafsik La'arei Va'osios, but to about the past and the future. Al Daite Dereb Nechemya, right, maybe you could have a parallel Machlokas. Right? Wine used to come out in the past and in the future. So, Al Daite Dereb Nechemya, Ha'bori Priya Gafen, V'al Daite Dereb Abanan, Bori Priya Gafen. Maybe you should have the same Machlokas. Right, about wine, about the past and the future. Interesting, we say, Hamotzi lechem in haaretz, but we say, Bori priyagafen. Why? The Rishonim say that the Bavli doesn't say anything about the Bori priyagafen aspect. Only about the Hamotzi lechem in haaretz. That's the only one. If you look in the Rashba says, Lamed chesem abeis, in brachis, he quotes, B'makam she'efshar chashu le'er vosios gon ba'motzi, A'makam she'efshar gon lechem in haaretz, Diamrina, oh, I'm sorry. That's why I couldn't find it. Right, it's in the Rashba. In Brachas Lam Ches, it's not in the Charedim. Diamrina lechem hamin haaretz lo mishtama midi. You can't say hamotzi lechem hamin haaretz, that doesn't make sense. Velo nichalu lamid etzkunei hamotzi min haaretz lechem, she'ein ke nusuch kal shel brachas, lahaskir et achifetz shemavarchan ala bachrona. She'ein omer borei min haaretz pri, u borei min haadama pri. You don't say that. That's not the nusach. So you have to have parallel rules, parallel nuschos, and therefore Chazal were not misakin it. Just one final ha'ara, and that is the Meshech Chachma. He notices things that we just don't notice, right? Just he can read psukim, and he has all of Shas Bavli Yerushalmi on his fingertips. So we're going to read this pasuk now, and our head's going to be into what we just learned. So obviously we're going to think about it. But the Meshech Chachma read the pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, which has the list of the special stones on the Choshen. So what do we have? We have the whole list. Maybe it's going to be a chumash, just a chumash for a second, and then I just want to read the whole pasuk to get the appreciation, and then we'll finish. So if you look in Parachav Ches Pasuk Chaf, the pasuk says all the names of the stones. Vatur Arishon, Odem Pitza Uvarekes, Novech Sapir V'Yahalom. Leshem Shavo V'Achlama Tarshish V'Shoham V'Yashvei. Right? Why are in all four rows the vav only at the end before the third one, except in the final one? Why is that? See, he says, because Lola Ariv Osios Tarshish V'Shoham V'Yashvei. Right? There's a tzivui here, and you shall make this, and this is the tzivui given. If you look later on in Pekudei, there's no extra vav there, because that's just a description of their creating and doing it. So doing it, you don't have to leave the vav there, have an extra vav there. But the Meshech Chachma says, why does it have the thing, why does it have the extra vav there? Demarame shayinosin afsaka la Moshe, kodei shalola arbev haosios, amar vishoham, kemosha amru, b'yerushalmi, perakets and mevarchin, vidok, lochin, parches pekude, gabe asiya loksiv bavav, ayein sham. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue with Reb Zvikan next time, more Hilchos Brachos.